This is Sammy Eagle Vomit, and not Road to Magic at this radio station. We go on location to talk with Perlin Pricklybush at the terminal ward at the Brockett Hospital. Let's see here. I'm trying to get a hold of her. Perlin, are you there, Perlin?
Hi, Sammy. I'm standing in the terminal ward at the Brockett Hospital with Jim Manybears. He's not looking too healthy. Jim, how are you feeling? Jim, you're looking a bit pale. Are you okay? Jim. Well, we're going to go over to the doctor and find out what his prognosis is. Doctor, what's your prognosis?
Kiitos kun näet sinua, Jim. Niistä on aina koko meistä tämä kaats. Aina onko koskaan auton niistä. Kiitos auttaa sinne kootsi puhua. Mokin sitten sinne tukikaan. Sinne pohtukaan. Jim meni pääs. Siksi ei kuon. Kiitos auttaa sinne kuukua. Oh, kiitos auttaa päästä sinne kootsi puhua aamaa kaapioon. Sinne mitä on se kaupin. Native Cultural Center.
What is that?
I think he's coming back to the studio.
It's the only way to be. Some more ACDC in your early morning. Back in black on Brock at 99. Reservations Hot Rocks. It's Ernie Scar in with you this morning. Just a quick reminder, if you want to get yourself registered for that powwow down in Ontario, keep listening. Just a couple more minutes, we'll have reservation calendar coming up. She was on the phone here.
Yeah.
Hello?
I heard that my wife won a contest today. Where can we pick up the case of Coca-Cola Classic?
Is that Johnny?
I got some whiskey here. We need some mix.
Are you Freddy? Freddy?
Okay.
No, are you Freddy?
This is Johnny Gunn.
And your wife?
Yeah, then my wife, Perlene.
Okay, you'll have to come down to the station.
Okay, I'll come down to the station.
Well,
okay, thanks a lot.
Well, okay, so bye.
Now, this is Ernie Crying Ed once again here down at the Hunting Hook Sports on location. You got to come down before we close there at 5 o'clock because the bargains are just going left and right. The crowds are just coming in. If you're going fishing, I told you about the fishing already. Okay, if you're going hunting, come. We got some knives here, and we got some bullets, too. Steel tip hollow points. If you're out in the brush, and a grizzly bear is going to attack you. Okay, come and, that's about all the specials we got. I'm going to go across to the Lethbridge Hotel now, okay? This is Ernie Crying Head on Brockett 99.
This is your reservation business directory. Bracket 99 keeps you informed on reservation businesses that you should know about.
For all your insurance needs, let Ernie Head Smashed In at the Insurance Center in Rocket help you. If you crashed your truck, he can get you a new hubcaps and a new window for the back. He's on 43rd Street there, Brockett. Brighten somebody's life with flowers from Brockett Flower Shop. Dandelions and stinkweed is available for only 49 cents a bunch. Phone them at 425-3032. Call them today. And, reservation business directory is an inexpensive and effective way to reach your customers. If you'd like to be on the business directory, call the Brockett 99 sales department at 425-5567 in Brockett. Let's phone up that Brockett's alcohol and drug abuse hotline, see if it's really for real, if it can help you, or if it's just a load of bullshit. I mean, we can't go around having false information perpetrated about, you know, drugs and shit, so... Hope there's somebody there.
Hello, Brockett, alcohol, drug abuse hotline. Are you pissed or high or what's the problem?
No, we just want some information.
Oh, information. What do you want to know?
Well, where could we get a case of Jack Daniels?
Well, okay, we don't have an outlet on the reserve. I would say the best thing you could do is if you know somebody in Lethbridge, they could bring it out for you.
How about drugs?
Well, we could go down to the Bridge Inn. We got contact down there, and they could bring you some amphetamines. I think we got some...
Okay, thanks a lot. You've been a big help.
Okay, yeah, thanks for calling. No problem.
Hot is rock on the reservation. Turning that red skin red with bliss rock and roll from Brockett 99.
DCDC Live, rock and roll, damnation of Brockett 99. 16 minutes before 10 o'clock. That's about wraps it up for Ernie Scar. You got Peter Yellowhorn in to take you through your midday. Coming up in just a very few minutes here. Have a good day. We'll see you down at the Pig Roast after the Seahawks game tonight.
You're listening to Brockett 99.
Those Yellow Creek waters made the sun set on me.
That's a good thing to see that. That one on the racks in the record store, and not too often here. You have the Cherokee told by a white man. That's the John Anderson from the Countryfied LP, the Yellow Creek on Brockett 99. That's a Peter Yellowhorn in which you now stand the cost of the We got the reservation friend Ernie Scar. He's going to be back, though. He's got that interview with Iris Harris. Doesn't fuck off here. Just remember that. So that's coming up a bit later on. We'll have a look at reservation calendar and check out our weather situation, too.
There's a job to do, and I'm feeling strong. Steve Lumber's going to help me along.
If your house is like mine out by Standoff, you'll need some paneling to patch up those holes in the wall when it gets cold. Beaver Lumber has some paneling on right now for a large selection. Come on, have a look at Beaver and Brockett. Yeah.
Beaver Lumber's got a whole lot more. Beaver Lumber's your number one store. Beaver Lumber's got a...
Hello.
well, let's have a look at the weather update. Not too much of a change. Cloudy sky's going to stick around for the rest of the weekend. Diesel and drape off the windshield. Head down. Few clouds. Now stress warmly. 17 now. Below.
From Rocket 99. Rocking the TV's of Rocket.
We got the reservation calendar coming up after Doctor and the Medics, A Spirit in the Sky. He had the big spirits on Rocket 99. The story of the big spirit going up to the big buffalo range in the sky. It's Doctor and the Medics in stereo on Rocket 99, or at least in live in mono, a good frequency response on your car radio. We got the star interviewer Ernie Scars back in with talking to Iris Larrett. I hope you stick around for that. Got the story of Clayton Magnet coming up, too. First, we have to take a look at the Brocket reservation calendar.
The North American Indian Conference on Alcoholism and Drugs will be held on August the 12th, the 15th, and will be held at St. Louis Reserve near Cornwall, Ontario. This conference is being held in which and drug abuse workers in both Canada and the United States can share ideas, problems, solutions, and innovations in the field of substance abuse. There's all topics to be addressed at that conference. The registration fee is $50 Canadian, and the pre-registration deadline is July 1st of this month. And the pre-registration is encouraged as conference is limited to 1,000 participants. Since conference participants will be crossing the U.S. and Canada border, it is suggested that proper identification be brought. And for further information, contact Don Thompson, conference coordinator, at area code 613-938-0546. That'll be again at St. Regis Drug and Alcohol Division with rural route number 3 at Cornwall, Island, Ontario. And the theme of the conference is joining hands, sharing across the border. And don't forget the date, August the 12th to the 15th at the St. Regis Reserve near Cornwall, Ontario. And we will have the North American Indian Conference on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse. And also, there will be the Indian Days that will be held at Kamloops, British Columbia, on August the 15th, 16th, and 17th. And I will be announcing that powwow. So if anybody wishes to go to the Kamloops Indian Days, it will be held on August the 15th, 16th, and 17th, and everyone is welcome. And the people there are very good hosts, and also there's good campground facilities, and the arbor is beautiful to dance on with long green grass. So everyone is invited.
Clayton Magnet. Now, there was a guy. You know, I always had a can of Lysol to share. We used to hang around the liquor store. I think it was the Labor Day weekend. No, it was my sister's wedding. I don't know. Anyway, his old lady had kicked him out again, so I said, come on, let's get drunk and beat the piss out of her. Clayton liked the idea. So much he started to laugh. Couldn't stop till his upper plate fell out. We went over to the drugstore. I knew a guy who could get us Lysol cheap. After hanging a rat behind the SO station, we sucked back a case. It was real good, eh? Clayton drank too much, started yelling and said he was going to make it rain. I could have stopped him, but I was too busy puking. Next thing, he got jammed into a grocery cart. God, it was terrible. Clayton Magnet was gone forever. So I said to myself, what am I going to do? And then I thought, beat the piss out of his old lady.
Many native people will be out this weekend, drinking, yelling, loitering. What are you doing about it? Help us. When you see a drunken native, put them in your trunk and take out. And now, exclusive interview brought nine with country singing star Lasher, the stood Irish. They were brought up in Brockett in a large teepee. This is where you started your childhood, I believe. Is that correct?
My family had lived there for about 15 years, but I actually only spent the first 10 months of my life there.
Oh, I see.
And amazingly enough, the place is still standing.
Oh, yes, it
it's
is.
It's just, yes. I think it was only, there were only a couple of bedrooms. I was the youngest of six.
Oh.
And how my mother ever managed in those days, I don't know. Yes. I certainly couldn't do it.
Oh, yes.
From there, we moved to Chilliwack, and that's really where I grew up and went to school.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes. They have a very big reserve there. As far as your childhood is concerned, I think that you got your inspiration from singing, from listening to the chanting and powwows when you were just a small girl in Brockett. Isn't that correct?
I think of my childhood as being a pretty happy childhood. I
Really?
I always liked singing.
Drinking, too?
And the first time I sang...
Was at the powwow.
In front of people.
Yes.
I was about 5 years old.
Yes, I remember that.
And my mom and my sister...
your sister.
Both encouraged it, but then I really didn't need any encouraging.
I fucked your sister.
Because I knew that I liked to sing.
Uh-huh.
So I got up in front of these people. I think it was a variety show in Sardis, something to do with the
Sardis
church, I believe.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Got up and I sang a couple songs. And after that, then my mom saw how much I enjoyed it, and she started writing children's songs for me because I couldn't really relate to
what was that about?
A lot of the
what was your first song about?
The songs that my sister was listening to and everything,
you
although I liked them.
AC/DC?
But anyway, she started writing children's songs.
Oh, Led Zeppelin.
Little Western Cowgirl.
Oh yeah.
Little Gingerbread Man.
Oh.
I have a song about my dolly. My doll, a dolly
yes.
song.
Oh yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, there were so many.
Uh-huh.
And when I became a teenager, then I decided I didn't want kids anymore.
You wanted to rock and roll.
So Mother made a change in her writing and wrote a song called Tick and Click and Beat, and that was about, I suppose, talking about a boy.
Oh, really? Oh, a boy. Oh, you mean a buck. Well, it probably wasn't too long after that you probably got your cherry popped. Anyways, I guess it wasn't... too long after that you kicked off your recording career down in Spokane, you and Sonny Mosquito on backup vocals teamed up and went down to Spokane. And how did that really come about? What did you experience while you were down there?
The two of us went down to Spokane to a recording studio, and from that we had some singles pressed, and it was on a we thought the label Lark sounded good, but we weren't thinking that it might be a lark.
Oh, no, of course
we
not.
We were thinking of a bird.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
Of course, nothing
bird,
really
yeah.
happened from it, but we were proud to give them out to our
family. Well, you could buy beer
and
sell
friends
them the beer
and everything,
money.
And it was fun.
Well, I know what you're talking about, too, because as a recording star myself, it's very hard once you're getting started to sell a lot of them out of the trunk of the old 55 Chevy. Yes, you went to Nashville and sat down there, your waitress being a Preston. You came back to Calgary. Reserve to Black. How long came to Calgary? Yeah. Anyway, how long was that?
I've been singing professionally, traveling around.
Yes.
For about 10 years.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I got a job in Calgary.
In Calgary, yeah.
Called Marco's Restaurant.
Marco's.
And I was singing there.
Oh yeah.
I sang there altogether.
Got
for
pissed
about
there a couple
years.
Of times. Oh, 3 years.
But
uh-huh.
after I'd been there for about a year and a half, this couple approached me.
Oh yeah.
Actually, they came in just about every Friday night, but I didn't ever really talk to them. Until they approached me and said they liked my singing and that they knew a producer in Los Angeles.
And you just
I can't
put
say
out.
That I was that impressed because I don't think I really believed them. I thought maybe it was just another story being handed to me.
Oh,
so I didn't pay too much attention to it.
No, of course not.
But after that, I did make a point of talking to Lynn when a couple of months they came in with this producer friend of theirs from Los Angeles.
What did he
produce? His name is Andy DiMartino.
Oh, really?
And,
an Italian. They can almost drink as much as the Indians.
I knew we were in Edmonton.
Edmonton,
and we recorded.
Did you go on the roller coaster?
Anyway, Andy took all these tunes over to meet him friends.
Yeah.
He sold You Can't Make Love to a Memory to Infinity Records.
You Can't Make Love
That was my first single.
Oh, You Can't Make Love to a Memory. Yes, I know what you're talking about there, of course, because many times I have tried to make love to a memory. And, of course, it doesn't work because she can't stick anything in the memory. Anyway, just to wrap up here, speaking of memories, by the way, you're putting on a little bit of weight the last couple of years. Is that because of all the drinking that you've been doing since you were a singer? You've been pounding them back, so to speak?
Well, I think that I started putting on a little bit of weight probably when I was about 8 years old.
Oh, when you were still in Brockett.
I was teased by lots of kids because I was fatter than them.
You were a pig.
But I took the teasing. But my mom was a good cook. She was a really good cook.
Uh-huh.
And I liked to eat. So I took the teasing.
Uh-huh.
And
the drinking, too, I imagine.
I kept eating.
And
but
drinking.
Then when I was about 16, I guess, I...
You can't get that fat unless you're pumping back about 6 or 8 beers a day. So don't fucking lie about it, you fucking bitch. Fuck. Anyway, go on.
Naturally, I was typical teenager and a little bit boy crazy. So I thought I better do something about it. So I'm on a crash diet and I lost back to school. And then when I just started eating just even normally again, and naturally I put the weight by the time I started at hours.
You became contrary.
After eating all the scut and hip, I kept getting work and everything. I certainly wasn't very attractive, although I always tried to look my night and makeup and hair and everything, but I knew...
Yeah, I could see it too. I mean, nobody wants a fucking
pig. I just finally one day made the decision to really do something about it this time. I'll on several occasions to maybe diet, but it wouldn't last very long.
You know, tell me about it. Many times I've tried to diet after I've drank too much beer and eaten too many hot dogs and... Well, you know how it is.
Because I was too fat.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And I'd get hungry, so I'd start eating again.
Oh, fucking boo-hoo-hoo-hoo. I ate too much. I got fat. I was too ugly. I don't give a shit about your fucking sob fucking story. How does this tie in with your singing?
I made the decision, and I stuck to it, and it took me over a year. And I stopped singing for a while, and I felt... just tremendous.
Well, thank God a lot of people thought it was probably a fucking relief since you fucking spilled out a bunch of shit. Fuck, I've seen you in concert. You're fucking terrible. I wouldn't pay fucking money for my treated check to go see you.
I would just say to anybody with a weight problem, you know, just tell yourself, keep telling yourself that you can do it and picture, have an image in your mind of what you'd like to look like.
And if you can do it, anybody can do it, right?
And keep that image in
your head. That's what you're
going
to say.
And anybody can do it, because if I can do it, anybody can.
Ah, fuck it. This interview is over. Get the fuck out of this fucking studio. Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out of this fucking studio! I'm back at it, white bitch. I'll fucking go to see Cher before I see you. This interview is over. Back to our regular programming.
Art is rock on the reservation. Rather, with Peter Rock 99. Rocket 99, rocking the reservation in